Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to r/pro revenge, where you'll hear stories about people getting what they deserve. In this episode, there's going to be three stories. The first story is how OP pulls a reverse Uno card on his supervisor, who fires him to try to save his own job. What a selfish guy. The second story, OP takes down a fraudster because he was bored at work. And we'll finish up with an entitled mom who refuses to take responsibility for her children's actions. Guys, I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future stories. This first story is titled, "My Supervisor Got Me Fired to Save His Job. I Ruined His Life Forever." This was like 10 years ago. I worked at a place with my friend, and he got me the job. Our supervisor was this short little douche, and his cousin was all of our bosses. Well, my supervisor wasn't very good, but our department was small. Just me, my friend, and Captain Douche Nozzle. Word got around that his cousin was unsatisfied with his job performance, so she was ready to fire him. That's where this douche got petty. I worked in Florida, and Florida is a right-to-work state. Basically, an employer can just fire you for fun if they want to, especially when you're on your 90-day probation. I was literally on day 89 of 90, and this guy decides to fire me. He knew fully well that his cousin wasn't going to immediately fire him and leave the department with one employee working by himself. And his reason for firing me was, it's not working out. I told him this isn't a relationship, and I wanted a real reason for being fired. And he wouldn't give me one, so whatever. I got fired. End of the story, right? Wrong. I knew he was banging a woman in the main office. A woman who had a hysterectomy. And why did she have a hysterectomy? Cause she had HPV. This guy had a wife and two kids, and he was banging a chick with HPV. According to him, it was cool cause, guys can't get HPV. I told him guys could get it, and they could pass it on to others, but we just didn't show the symptoms. Anyway, I still had him on my MySpace as a friend, and I'm telling you, this was 10 years ago. I did a little snooping and found his wife's MySpace page. I sent her a beautifully written letter explaining how her husband was a douche and he was banging another woman at work and that she should probably get checked for HPV. I knew she would be like, "What is this? Show him," and he would simply say that I was a disgruntled ex-employee trying to mess up his family life. I explained the scenario out to her and pled with her that even though she thought I was full of it, that she deserved to get tested to make sure she wasn't infected. I never heard from her or Captain Douche again. Fast forward a few months in the future, my friend said he got fired. He was gonna get fired anyway, and firing me just bought him a couple months' time. Fast forward a few years after that, my friend said he ran into him. His wife left him, took the kids, and moved out of state. He doesn't see the kids at all. And he lives in a rundown studio apartment. My friend told me he seemed miserable, and this made me so happy. It seemed that his wife got the message and most likely got tested. Good for her. Honestly, guys, I personally think OP supervisor deserves way more than he got. I find it so ridiculous that he was involved with someone who he knew had HPV and still went home to his unsuspecting wife. I'm actually speechless, and I'm kind of enraged that he would do that to somebody. This next story is titled, "I Was Bored at Work, So I Got a Guy Fired and Possibly Sent to Prison for Fraud." I work the night shift as a receptionist at a hotel in Norway, and most nights are spent watching Netflix and playing games. Last summer was really slow, and I also worked a lot extra, so I ran out of stuff to watch and games to play. One night, I got an email from Scooter. He wanted to book a room for almost 20 days, and that I just had to send him the price and confirmation that we had the rooms available, and then he would send his credit card info for me to pre-charge. Normally, we just delete these kinds of emails, but I was bored out of my mind, so I responded with an offer for around $2,000 for the entire stay. Also, made sure to inform him that he could cancel for free up until the day of arrival. This is probably the most common fraud attempt in the hotel industry. Unlike most businesses, we were able to charge credit and debit cards with only the card number and expiration date. No need for a PIN code, CVC, or any other authorization methods. Our software also allows us to deposit money directly to local and international bank accounts by using the card number. Because of this, guys like Scooter will try to prepay with stolen and skimmed cards, but then cancel the booking and ask us to refund the amount to a different card. A couple hours after sending him the offer, he responded with a Visa number and told me to charge him as soon as possible. I checked the card with our validation software, and to my big surprise, it did not belong to Scooter. I know this because if validation succeeds, it will return with the card owner's name 90% of the time. I sent him a new email stating that the card was declined because of insufficient funds. He quickly replied and gave me a new card to try. And guess what? This one didn't belong to Scooter either. Wasn't even the same person as the first card. By checking the BIN codes, which were the first six digits, I found which bank had issued the cards. It's not even issued in the same country. My plan was just to call the banks and inform them of the attempted scam, but there was still several hours before I could go home, so I decided to mess with Scooter a bit more. I sent him a reply that the second card went through, and also the reference number for his stay at the hotel. As expected, a couple hours later, Scooter sent an email canceling the order, and asked if we could refund the money to a different card, as he had lost his wallet and deactivated the card he paid with. This card was issued from a Polish bank. I'm not sure why, but Polish bank accounts are often used by people who want to launder money from bitcoins and drugs, and you can buy a legit card for around $500 that's registered to some guy or girl in Poland from the dark web. At this point, Scooter was probably pretty happy with the $2,000 he'd soon receive. I replied that it was no problem for me to transfer the money to a different card as long as it was valid. How fun would it be to also cancel his own card so that he had to spend $500 for a new one? Not fun enough. In the last email I wrote that he could send me the card number, but that our email server would go down for maintenance in a few minutes, so my boss would do it on Monday. If he needed the money right away, I told him to contact the hotel before I ended my shift at 7 o'clock. He called almost immediately, and I wrote down the card number and his telephone number, told him I transferred the money, and that it would be in his account by midnight. My shift ended, and I went home with the info that Scooter had provided. I wanted to see if I could find out who he was, and of course, this idiot had an open Facebook profile that I found using his phone number. He even listed his address and employer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
He lived somewhere outside of London, in an area that I would describe as a trailer park, but where the owners had spent $0 on maintenance since it was built. There was trash everywhere and broken windows that were boarded up or fixed by sealing the holes with garbage. Now to the fun part. According to his Facebook profile, Scooter worked at a hotel. This meant that he would have access to card information from people that book through sites like Booking.com. I called the manager of the hotel and told him there was reason to believe that one of his employees were trying to commit credit card fraud and that the card numbers could belong to the guests. I gave him the name of the people who owned the cards that Scooter tried to pay with, and to no surprise, both had stayed at the hotel. I told him it was Scooter, and the manager just exploded in anger. I'm not 100% sure what he said because he was screaming so loud, but I think Scooter wasn't a normal employee. He worked there through some kind of government training program or something. After talking to the manager, I called both Visa and MasterCard International and told them about Scooter's little business venture. Apparently, it's pretty easy to check if there's more cards that have been used at Hotel Scooter. With his Polish deposit account info, they would also be able to pin it on Scooter if he'd been successful in scamming anyone and sue him for the amount stolen. The police also called me later to get a statement regarding the whole situation, so I know that the manager reported to police. I'm not sure what happened to Scooter, but according to his Facebook profile, he no longer works at the hotel, or anywhere else as far as I can see. When some people are bored at work, they just browse Facebook and the internet on their phone. OP, however, decided to take down a fraudster. Great. I feel like I should be more productive while killing time at work now. This last story is titled, I Don't Rewind Your Toilet. So this story is from quite a while ago, in one of those endangered white rhinos of the retail world, a chain video store. My chain store had a lot of management turnover, as well as franchise turnover, meaning we were passed between a couple of franchise groups before landing somewhere in limbo. This, along with the fact that all of the employees knew the management login and password, meant that we had more power than we should have, and little to no threat of firing or legal repercussions. Now, being a family place, and being the store with the biggest selection in an area of upper middle class suburbs, we had a lot of issues with entitled mombies and kids, but this was one of my favorites. There were two of us manning the counter, so I stepped out and started asking customers if they needed help finding anything. There was a mother with four kids, the youngest being a toddler in diapers, wandering around the video game section. I asked if they needed help, and was given something of a huh in response. I simply said I was around if they needed help. Just holler. I noticed the toddler was tugging on his diapers and doing a duck walk, but being 20 and not experienced with kids, I wasn't aware just what that signified. Note that she never asked to use the restroom or indicated that there was an issue. I did the rest of my rounds and returned to the video game aisle where I noticed what looked like to be a trail of chocolate-covered raisins leading to the toddler. Thinking the little guy had helped himself to our treats, I looked for a box, only to see another round one drop from his leg. I was a bit shocked with that, but then he started pulling at his diaper, dropping more and more while mom is ignoring his whimpers and waiting in line. I walk up behind her, poke her shoulder, and asked if she wanted some rags, a bag, and cleaner to take care of her little child and what he'd just done. And she replies that it isn't her job and that we need to do that because it's what we get paid for since it happened in our store. Revenge time. Now, she's three spots back in the line, so I tell her that I can help her out on my register. I scan her card and promptly note on her account that her kid had taken a dump all over the floor and then permanently disabled her account. I told her that the system wasn't taking the card and asked if there was another account for her family. I found out that there was one for their teen and one for the husband. I got the phone number and looked up all the other accounts, repeating the same note to all of them and using the manager code to mark all of their substantial late fees as to be sent to collections. I then smiled and cut up the card in front of her and told her that since she can't respect the store or the employees, and since she's unable to control her children and refused to clean up after them, that her accounts were locked and that she was banned from renting from us. She tried to use the other accounts, but I told her they were locked too, and that her household was flagged so they couldn't get any new cards. She flew off the handle, screaming and shouting and yelling that cleaning the floors wasn't her job, and that she would call the manager, owner, or corporate to report me. I told her to go ahead, as nothing would happen to us. She grabbed her kid and screamed for the rest of the kids, loading them into a van and peeling out of the parking lot with her middle finger raised. She called back that night, asking for a manager, and I had a real fun time pretending to be Chuck, the district manager, who's not a real person. I told her that her and her family were banned from any stores in the district, and that we would be pressing charges if she or any family tried to open up a new account. They tried coming in and renting a few times, even trying to set up new accounts, but each time they were flagged, both because the incident and their late fees. They ended up getting sent to collections and having a lot of issues due to that, and they tried to call and write the store to make legal threats. They came into another job I was working a year or two later and started yelling at me, asking why I ruined their lives. I told them the truth. It was because their actions in the video store were reprehensible and that we didn't need customers like that. I also said that if they returned their videos on time, they wouldn't have had late fees and they wouldn't have gone to collections. I suggested that they perhaps learn from the experience and readdress how they treat retail employees. This just further enraged them, and they were asked to leave and banned from there as well. Seriously though, if she would have just apologized, I would have let it go. But having to clean up after her kid's crap and deal with her attitude, that in my mind justified the repercussions. How the heck did late fees going to collections and them being banned from renting movies ruin their lives? I find it funny how OP encountered them 2 years after he left the video store, and they still held that grudge. And I love how they also got banned from that store too. And that's it for this episode of r/pro revenge. If you didn't catch the last episode of r/pro revenge, OP's boss slams her leg in a door, and she decides to take down his business. It's a really good tale. So if you haven't heard it, click the video right now. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.